Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 37. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 19. Sunny and much warmer on Wednesday with a high of 51. South winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly cloudy skies into Wednesday night with a low around 28. Sunny with a high nearing 57 throughout Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 23 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Salina police are on the hunt for three vandals who lit Kansas Wesleyan University's fountain with an attempted bubble prank. Again, university security reported that three individuals poured soap into the fountain north of Pioneer Hall, and the incident will cost the school around $1,500 in damage. Salina Police Department say that the video surveillance shows a white man and two white women causing the damage around 2 a.m., and they fled in a silver or white SUV. An incident like this happened back in 2020 during a string of statewide fountain vandalisms as a part of a TikTok trend. In other news, Governor Laura Kelly has appointed a new state fire marshal, being that the current state fire marshal, Doug Jorgensen, is scheduled to retire in early December. Engholm began as a firefighter in Geary and Osage County in 1990 and eventually joined the Shawnee Heights Fire Department, where he was eventually promoted to division chief in 2016.
Come stay and play at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort for Money Mania, Saturdays in October. Random rewards drawings for $2,000 every half hour from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And one grand prize for $5,000 at 11 p.m. Use your Seven Clans Players Club card to increase your chances of winning. That's a total of $15,000 every Saturday in October. It's simple. There's more at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. More cash giveaways, more life-changing jackpots. Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell.
The 2024 overview of the health insurance market has been released to Kansans to help make a better health insurance decision for their family. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt has said that open enrollment is a chance for all Kansans to make a decision about their health insurance coverage, and that they have two options, either staying with their current policy or enrolling in a new one from the same company or a different company altogether. Open enrollment will last from November 1st to January 15th, and those who would like their health insurance to begin on January 1st are required to enroll by December 15th, and anything after that up until the deadline will begin February 1st. A year-long investigation into a 2022 rape has led to the arrest of one Manhattan man. Ryan Jones of Manhattan was arrested on charges of aggravated sexual battery and rape and booked into Riley County Jail. The Riley County District Court released a warrant for those charges stemming from a September 2022 incident. Kansas Mid-American Network News. Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. With temperatures plummeting here in the winter months, Hastings Utilities is providing tips to prevent messes with freezing temperatures. Technical coordinator Jim Hardy spoke with KSNB Local 4.
If you don't think you can get to it to prevent it from freezing when it's really cold, or if you know it's going to freeze, just let it drip. It doesn't take much. Any movement in the pipes will prevent it, so You just leave it running for a little bit, and I do recommend that.
And serviceman Scott Peschick spoke about keeping houses warm.
Other issues that come with colder weather is some people's basements are kind of leaky with air. They might have a little spot that's a draft, and it only takes a spot about that small if we get sub-zero temperatures to freeze up your whole water systems.
Horse Trailer Sales. The one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new extended showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Halloween safety tips are offered by Safe Kids for Kansas to ensure trick-or-treaters have a fun and safe holiday. Choose costumes and decorations that are flame-resistant or flame-retardant. Costumes and bags should have reflective tape or stickers, and if possible, choose lighter colors. Choose a non-toxic face paint and makeup whenever possible instead of masks, which can obstruct vision. Have kids carry glow sticks and flashlights to help them see and be seen by drivers. When selecting a costume, make sure it's the right size to prevent trips and falls. Those safety tips as we walk into Halloween with trick-or-treaters going out and about tonight. Marshall County Commissioners held a public hearing last week, then approved a resolution to allow a 10-year tax abatement for Landall Ventures with stipulation for initial capital investment of $44.5 million for a product distribution and manufacturing facility at their East Marysville plant location, with creation of at least 35 new jobs, 28 expected in the first year, and annual review of compliance. Negotiation for payment in lieu of taxes on the annual assessed value of the land calls for payments each year based on mill levies. In the request, Don Landall spoke of increased competition and global pressures. The 42,000-square-foot addition will allow expansion of first shift, with construction to begin immediately. Edgar Prawley and Eric Strader questioned the need for a tax break during public comment. The request was approved unanimously. Nemaha County Commissioners heard from the new County Administrator, Mike Miller, at their most recent meeting and spoke of establishing a capital improvement plan and utilizing a software program for inventory items, as well as the best means to communicate with county employees. Miller comes to Nemaha County from Pratt, where he served as risk manager and director of support services for the Regional Medical Center. He was hired at an annual salary of $103,000 and began work October 2nd. The annual Northeast Kansas County Officials Meeting will be held in Seneca November 17th. Gage County Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of a swine feeding operation in Highland Grove Township near Liberty, with recommendations that manure be applied by injection except in the case of a catastrophic event or emergency. Three monitoring wells with locations to be determined by a professional hydrologist, and two red rows of red cedar trees be planted alternately on the west side of the building along 176th Road. That recommendation from Planning and Zoning passed on a 5-1 vote, with James Leonard's voting nay and Terry Acton recusing himself. Several dozen individuals spoke regarding the proposal at the public hearing. A vote is planned at the next meeting in November. Opponents to the project filed an injunction seeking to block the proposal, citing concerns with potential odor, possible groundwater contamination, effect on property values, and increased truck traffic. A hearing slated Monday was dismissed in Gage County District Court Friday. Developers of a large hog confinement operation stated they'd met all county zoning regulations, agree to conditions, and have a state-approved environmental review with a state operating permit. Another similar operation was previously approved in Gage County and is under construction between Pickerel and Adams. Pottawatomie County authorities arrested a pair of Blaine residents in connection with burglaries and theft from an outbuilding off K-99 in late September on two separate dates. $10,000 bond was set for 45-year-old Daniel Hale and 41-year-old Katrina Taylor in connection with the incidents. They're charged with possession of stolen property, which was found during a search warrant executed at a rural Blaine residence last Tuesday. Donald F. Tomer, age 81, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Memorial Mass Friday, 2 p.m. at St. Monica, St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids. Interment in the St. Gregory Catholic Cemetery at Marysville. Christy Anders, funeral home, in charge of arrangements for Donald Tomer. Eldon E. Davis, age 91, of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders funeral home in charge for Eldon Davis. Morris David Moyer, age 83, of Wymore, passed away October 28. Graveside service is planned Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Wymore Cemetery, with the Laughlin Hovet funeral home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for David Moyer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork loin, mac and cheese, broccoli, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, beef stroganoff, French bread, Normandy blend, and apricots. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And mostly cloudy skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. More sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. And mostly clear skies into Thursday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A bit warmer as we head into Friday, mostly sunny with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Southwest winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. And partly cloudy into Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunshine into Saturday with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s. Then staying clear into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. And more sunshine throughout Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late October 62, record high on this date 86, the average low 38, and the record low 13. Sunrise this morning 7:53, sunset this evening at 6:28. It's 24 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 31st of October. It's Halloween. Watch out for those trick-or-treaters late afternoon, early evening.
The Washington County, Kansas Sheriff's Office is currently accepting applications for full-time corrections officers. Base pay for this position is $16.72 an hour, with higher pay rates available based on previous experience in the corrections field. Excellent benefits package to include health insurance, life insurance, and generous paid time off policy. Must be 18 years old with no felony convictions, minimal of a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Please call their office at 785-325-2293, extension 2, or email to wcs2924@gmail.com for an application.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. home of the used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, a new car and truck headquarters, Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
The Rangers lose two stars but still win. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. World Series Game 3 in Phoenix last night. The D-backs home against the Rangers. Top third, Marcus Semien singled home a run, making it 1-0. Next batter.
Here's Corey Seager, who swings and drives one deep to right. It sails way out of here.
The call on KRLD. First pitch hitting. Seager ran the Rangers' lead to 3-0. That was all they'd need en route to a 3-1 victory. Max Scherzer left the game after the third inning with back tightness, but four relievers fired six innings of one-run ball. Adolis Garcia also left the game after hurting himself swinging. Rangers now lead the series 2-1. Manager Bruce Bochy.
Goalie will get some diagnostics done. Max took a pretty good shot on the elbow, but it was his low back that tightened up on him. He just couldn't go anymore.
Week 8 of the NFL ended in Detroit. Lions hosting the Raiders. Early third quarter, Raiders corner Marcus Peters scored a 75-yard pick six off Jared Goff, closing to within 16-14. But later, Lions running back Jahmyr Gibbs had the response.
Gibbs bounces through a hole. There it goes out. Gibbs, 15, Gibbs, 10, angling to the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
The call on WXYT, Gibbs rushed for 152 yards on 26 carries. Lions beat the Raiders 26-14. NBA sources tell ESPN the Sixers have agreed to trade James Harden to the Clippers for multiple players and draft picks. Nikola Jokic posted his second triple-double of the season, 27 points, 11 assists, 10 boards. Nuggets get by the Jazz, 110-102. The Celtics cruise by the Wizards, 126-107. Bucks down the Heat, 122-114. Warriors clobbered the Pelicans, 130-102. NHL, the Bruins stay perfect, defeating the Panthers, 3-2 in overtime. The Rangers win their fifth in a row, edging the Jets, 3-2 in overtime. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Postseason high school football action continues Friday. Eight-man teams will kick off Friday at 6. In our broadcast feature, Frankfurt's at Canton Galva, Hanover kicks off at Lebo, and Axtell will entertain Hutchinson Central Christian. The Valley Heights match at Sedgwick will be played at Valley Center due to field conditions at Sedgwick. Valley Heights at Sedgwick on Friday evening at 7. Centralia entertains Jeff County North.
Ag News from the Bitterbank Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, and here's your latest Larry Steckline report.
High interest rates, strong U.S. dollar, all are taking a toll on the ag economy. And I got to tell you, friends, the outlook is kind of interesting. It's widespread among the folks that are guessing what's going to happen in 2024. It looks like it's going to be a tough year to me. Needless to say, we have the world in a turmoil. With all the fighting going on, not only in the Ukraine, but all across the world. We'll just have to wait and see, but I'm a little bit nervous about 2024 because of these kinds of things. We've got Fed officials saying that interest rates are going to stay higher than they thought to begin with. So probably for the first 6 months, we've got high interest rates at least. As the U.S. economy outperforms expectations, we've got countries like Europe and China that are falling short, resulting in a strong U.S. dollar. And in my opinion, folks, this is probably one of the biggest reasons we don't have grain prices where they should be in the United States, the strong U.S. dollar, because every time that thing gets some strength, it makes our grain prices higher priced for anybody that buys it. And so consequently, there we go. It's a never-ending loss. Low water levels on the Mississippi River doesn't help. And by the way, acreage for winter wheat plantings is expected to be down slightly, but probably not enough. And prices will be below expected costs of production, which I don't like. And that's even with the USDA guessing $7.24 a bushel for our price this year.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
If you guessed that was the sound of a bag of Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans, you guessed right. Well, kinda. It was really the sound of an innovative team that spent decades perfecting a seed with exclusive genetics and the ultimate agronomic advantage. The sort of breeders who don't rest until they've achieved outstanding performance. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. Number one for a reason. Visit pioneer.com/genetics.
Attention farmers, want to know what's coming in soybeans? Join us in hosting local Pioneer soybean breeder Les Kuhlman Tuesday, November 14th, 7 p.m. at the Waterville Community Center for Beer with a Breeder. Call or text me, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 to reserve your spot. And know what happens next happens here. Pioneer.
A change of season is at hand. It's a look at the advent of solar winter on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You promised.
I took the garbage out.
No, I'm talking about all the work we need to get done around here.
I know. We need a new roof and we need replacement windows.
How about a new bathroom and some overdue remodeling?
And how are we supposed to pay for all that?
My sister said she called Remodeling Loans and they were able to find her certified contractors.
That's great. How'd she get the money to pay for all that?
Remodeling Loans offered zero interest for 60 months. They even have payment plans with zero down and zero deposit.
Looks like we're getting a home makeover.
Great. Now, if I only knew someone to call for a husband makeover.
Really?
Remodeling Loans is the number one leader in home improvement financing. Call 800-391-8140 today for a no-credit check, no-risk approval. Get approved today and we'll match you with the best contractors in your area. And remember, no-deposit financing is now available. Call 800-391-8140. 800-391-8140.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 31st, the 304th day of the year. Actor John Candy and football player Brian Piccolo were both born on this day, and carving on Mount Rushmore was completed in 1941. Meteorological winter is still 7 weeks away, but as October ends, we enter the period known as solar winter. Solar winter is the quarter of the year when we experience the least amount of sunlight. In the Northern Hemisphere, that's from about now through the beginning of February. Centuries ago, the prospect of enduring a season lit only by fire must have been daunting. And it's probably why the custom of appeasing evil spirits gave rise to the Halloween traditions we know today. Something to ponder as you hand out candy tonight and a reason to savor the few remaining days of daylight savings time. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Wheat producers have many things to take into consideration as late fall planting approaches. K-State wheat production specialist Romelu Lolato discusses what wheat producers should consider if they are planting wheat later than usual. He begins by explaining the planting conditions in Kansas.
We are coming out of 3 years in a row of La Nina, and so very, very dry conditions across those 3 years. Getting into that September planting time with a very limited profile soil moisture. With that, there were scattered rains across the state. We had up to 2 to 4 inches in parts of southwest Kansas. And so for that region, you really kick off planting right there. Then towards the late part of September, there were some rain that came by in northwest and north central Kansas that kind of helped those regions as well. The more central part of the states, it has been a little bit drier, right? Even for planting now, the crop still has a good potential in those regions as long as we get some moisture.
He shares how seeding rates should change when late planting wheat occurs.
Whenever we plant wheat at the optimal time, that means that the wheat is going to have enough temperature accumulation in the fall to produce tillers. And those fall tillers, they are the most productive one. What we want to do when we're planting late like this in terms of management adjustments is ramp up seeding rate. That's the main thing that we recommend. We need to compensate for that reduced tillering by simply having more plants out there. And that's pretty clear. I mean, there's a lot of research showing that as we delay planting dates past the optimum, we should be ramping up those populations, right? And so there is a max out there. But again, for every week that we're going late, it is warranted to bump those seeding rates up 10 to perhaps 15 pounds per acre just to compensate for the lack of tillering.
Lolato mentions things producers should be aware of if they are planting wheat late, one of those being how phosphorus can be beneficial for the crop.
phosphorus as a starter, right, placed in furrow there with the seed, it really, really helps in this situation where we're planting late. And the reason for that is that we're making that phosphorus immediately available to the plant. So again, if I'm changing at least two things there when I'm planting late, will be ramping up seeding rates, putting out in furrow phos to make sure that we have a good start to the crop. Now, there's a couple other things we can talk about here too. One of them is we're planting late, we're planting into cooler soils. There's going to be a longer time between planting and emergence, and that can cause some fungal disease, some soil-borne diseases to increase as well. So many times we suggest if you're planting late, that's typically when we see the best benefit from putting a fungicide seed.
That was Kansas State University wheat production specialist Romolo Lulato on what wheat growers can do to help their crop have a better chance of being successful if they are planting in their field later than ideal. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 24 degrees this morning, highs only around 40 today. Bundle up those trick-or-treaters going out tonight. And again, be safe. Drive slowly late this afternoon, early evening as they come out for the annual event. Warm-up trend begins middle 50s tomorrow, then highs around 60 on Thursday. Could approach 70 by Friday.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas Jayhawks were able to defeat a team that they hadn't beaten since the mid-90s, the Oklahoma Sooners. KU came away with a 38-33 victory over Oklahoma at the booth. Jason Bean threw for 218 yards and two interceptions. Devin Neal had 112 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Lawrence Arnold had just three catches, but 79 yards. Oklahoma left-handed quarterback Dylan Gabriel went 14 for 19 for 171 yards and an interception. And the majority of this game was played on the ground for both teams, as Tawee Walker for Oklahoma had 146 yards on the ground along with a touchdown, and Gabriel had three touchdowns on the ground by himself. Daniel Hyshaw piled on with 51 yards for the Jayhawks on the ground and also had two touchdowns, and the quarterback Jason Bean had a touchdown on the ground himself. The Jayhawks find themselves at number 22 in the country after that win and will head to play Iowa State next week. Mid-America Network Sports.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how you achieve.
More scores from across the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys crushed the Los Angeles Rams 43-20. The Vikings got the win over the Packers, even though Kirk Cousins, their quarterback, tore his Achilles. The Panthers got their very first win of the season as they edged out the Houston Texans 15-13. The Jags tied themselves for the best record in the AFC with a win over the Pittsburgh Steelers 20-10. And the Philadelphia Eagles got a 38-31 victory over the Washington Commanders.
For me, I'm just processing everything, the ups and downs, the emotion, how proud I am of this football team for so many reasons, so many today, but so many as we lost two of our last three against some good football teams, and we played an excellent team today, and to find a way to keep battling and come up with stops when we needed them and execute plays on top of that.
That is head KU football coach Lance Leipold after the upset victory over the Oklahoma Sooners. KU finds themselves ranked 22nd in the country after the win. Mid-America Network Sports.
Postseason high school football action continues Friday. Eight-man teams will kick off Friday at 6. In our broadcast feature, Frankfurt's at Canton Galva. Hanover kicks off at Lebo. And Axtell will entertain Hutchinson Central Christian. The Valley Heights match at Sedgwick will be played at Valley Center due to field conditions at Sedgwick. Valley Heights at Sedgwick on Friday evening at 7. Centralia entertains Jeff County North.
KNDY.
You can choose from. So let me know what you want from me. All you have to do is to choose one. It's as simple as ABC. I could be A, lover, B, true, C, no one else but you. And if those choices aren't any choice you make is the right one, but if indecision has got you stressed, I think I would go for the last one, 'cause that one covers your bases best. Yeah, I could be A, lover, B, true, C, no one else but you. And if those choices aren't enough, I could be devoted eternally to your love. Or how about all of the above? Could be